Day 50. Productive suffixes.
Quite a few sessions back, we talked about how some suffixes seem to be more common than others and...
I remember one, Marta. It was the suffix N-E-S-S. I think your example was seriousness. But you can stick it on almost anything. Let's see. Madness, togetherness, ridiculousness, half-heartedness, tons of them.
Good. But ness doesn't attach to just anything. No bookness, jumpness, underness, for example.
Gross.
And think again, Patrick, about what we came up with in the last session. I mean concerning the I-F-Y and I-Z-E suffixes. One of the two, like N-E-S-S, is much more likely to be used in forming new words. In other words, much more productive.
Probably I-Z-E. Just a guess.
Pretty good guess. Take the examples displayed above. Ever hear before of accessorize, incentivize, tangibilitize? I bet you could come up with your own, and ones that maybe have never occurred before.
You really think so, Marta?
Sure, let's see. What could be a possible word meaning to create consonants?
Consonantize?
Sure. And suppose you wanted a word meaning to make someone into a Czechoslovak, assuming that could be done, of course.
Well, there is no Czechoslovakia anymore, but Czechoslovakize?
Why not? And how about a word meaning to create an improbability? Probably not a very probable creation, I'll have to admit.
Wow. Improbabilitize?
Hey, Patrick, you've turned into a real virtuositizer. One more thing. These are category-changing innovations using familiar suffixes like N-E-S-S and I-Z-E. But you can also do it with lots of words minus any suffixation. Remember a couple of sessions back, the common examples like break, the verb from the noun, shift, the noun from the verb, calm, the verb from the adjective?
Sure do.
Well, get a load of this. Some years ago, a well-known company that manufactures electric razors ran the following advertisement headline. Announcing a new discovery that obsoletes the wet shave. Any comment?
Yeah. Obsolete is an adjective. Never saw it used before as a verb.
Well, just so you don't think this is one of a kind, here's another ad from the manufacturer of a golf ball that the golfer can supposedly hit a great distance. Small company's new golf ball flies too far, could obsolete many golf courses.
Really jumps out at you, doesn't it?
Yes, bit of a shock, I'd say. And a clever device for an advertiser to grab your attention.
Talk about category-changing innovations.
P.S. 10. Desertification versus desertization.